Finally today, McDonald's is leaving Russia after more than 30 years. The company is selling its restaurants and will remove all use of its name and branding due to the war in Ukraine. Car brand Renault is also turning its back on Moscow. So what's the symbolic significance of two major companies pulling out of Russia? Carly Williams takes a look.
One of the first Western brands to cross what was then known as the Iron Curtain. McDonald's arrived in Moscow to a cheering crowd on January 30, 1990. The golden arches were largely welcome, but the Big Macs themselves, not always.
I expected more, I think.
I like this food. I know about this food.
It's all right. I'm glad to be here.
McDonald's in the Russian capital signified the end of the Cold War isolation. The company invested $50 million in Russia in 1990, and the cultural revolution of the Big Macs was, well, expensive.
Big Mac, French fries and a drink is the equivalent of half a day's wages.
3 decades after it arrived, McDonald's says it's begun the process of selling its business and de-arching restaurants in Russia. It's in response to the invasion of Ukraine. Russia editor of the BBC, Steve Rosenberg, was in Russia in 1990 and went to the original McDonald's on the opening day.
It was a huge moment. And when it opened, the very first Russian McDonald's, and I was in the queue, and it took me 3 hours to actually get inside. People were so excited to have their first taste of American burgers. And it felt as if, at that moment, that communist Russia was reaching out to capitalist America, that East and West were sort of joining hands. And this was going to be the start of something big, almost as if, you know, this fast, hot food was helping to end the Cold War. So it was a symbol. It really was a symbol of a better, safer future.
The world's most famous fast food restaurant and the taste of capitalism brought hope and promise. Dr. Leonid Petrov is a senior lecturer at the International College of Management in Sydney. He explains that when McDonald's started in 1990, Russia was still emerging from economic isolation and stagnation.
People would stockpile the hamburgers, like buying 30 hamburgers at the same time, stacking them into the freezer and then unfreezing them every day, and people would eat the whole month. At that time, there was shortage of food in the Soviet Union. Economy was collapsing. McDonald's provided with an alternative cuisine, something what was associated with the West, freedom, expectations, and globalism.
But fast forward 30 years and it's all gone wrong. Russia and the West have lost their appetite for each other, and it's not just McDonald's. French car brand Renault also announced it's handed over its Russian assets to the government in Moscow, with an option to buy it back within 6 years. President Vladimir Putin played down the idea that the war in Ukraine and sanctions have undone 30 years of progress.
The Soviet Union lived under sanctions and achieved colossal success.
McDonald's is bookending its chapter in Russia much how it started, during a monumental time in the country's history and carrying a symbolic message, although a very different one to that of the 90s.
But this strong signal which McDonald's and other multinational corporations send to Russia is that what is happening in Russian politics is incompatible with corporate social responsibility, humanism, democracy altogether.
Russia expert Steve Rosenberg believes McDonald's departure shows Moscow is drifting further and further from the West.
But I think the fact that McDonald's has now come out and said, right, that's it, we're selling up, we're pulling out of Russia, that is basically recognition of the reality here. And the reality is that things are not going to return to normal, that what most of the world calls Russia's war against Ukraine has changed things long term.
It's the BBC's Russia editor, Steve Rosenberg, ending that report from Carly Williams.